This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Well, it's always a shock when you read something in the newspaper and go, hey, that was my attorney once. There's many people that are doing that right now in Oklahoma City as a very well-known defense attorney has now been charged in a shocking triple murder plot, which this should be interesting because if you're a defense attorney, you would think you might know your way around this sort of situation, if you will, and maybe ways of not getting caught, considering you may have represented individuals in the past who have attempted to do that but have gotten caught. I don't know. Keegan Harris. Yeah.
I will say this. That's what happens when you fall in love with your client.
Oh, well, that's something you shouldn't do either. Keegan Harris, a highly regarded criminal defense attorney in Oklahoma City, has been arrested and charged with the premeditated triple murder of Tiffany Eschelor, 43, and her parents, Jack, 65, and Evelyn K. Chandler, 69, on September 7th of 2019. Harris, known for his legal prowess and compassionate nature, although it doesn't sound very compassionate considering he's been charged with murdering three people, is accused of conspiring with her client-turned-lover, Barry Titus II, 42, to carry out the gruesome murders. Authorities allege the motive behind the killings was to prevent Eichler, a former medical technician who briefly dated Titus after meeting him on Tinder in 2017, from testifying against him at his upcoming trial for allegedly beating and attempting to strangle her in November of that year, and her parents died because they were witnesses. The complex murder plot unfolded as Titus and Harris allegedly broke into the Chandler family's home in Beggs, Oklahoma, fatally shooting Eschelor and her parents. Prosecutors claim that Eschelor was targeted to silence her as a witness while her parents were murdered because they could testify as well. Harris and Titus have both pled not guilty to first-degree murder charges and burglary in the first degree. If convicted, they could face a death penalty. The revelation has exposed Harris' darker side, contrasting sharply with the successful legal career. The graduate of Oklahoma City University School of Law started her own law firm in 2014 after working as an assistant public defender. Harris' troubled history includes a domestic assault charge in 2014 for allegedly kicking her then-husband in the face. Her decision-making came under scrutiny as she represented Titus, a former crane operator, in various legal matters, including drug and firearms charges, domestic assault, and a restraining order involving Eichler. Prosecutors claim that Harris asked a client to plant fake drugs at the Chandler family's house to discredit them, a move that ultimately failed when the package was discovered, leading to the installation of security cameras by Eschler's parents. Prosecutors alleged that on September 6th of 2019, Harris and Titus drove to Frisco, Texas, and had dinner with her family before checking in at the Red Roof Inn in Plano. The couple then allegedly drove 3 hours back to Oklahoma, where around 3 a.m., authorities claim they cut the electric meter and phone lines at the Chandler's home and kicked in the front door. Jack was allegedly killed first. Eichler was outside her bedroom and shot repeatedly in the back as they chased her down the hallway. While Kay attempted to hide in the closet before she was murdered, according to court documents, all three were shot with two different type of weapons. The murder trials for Harris and Titus are expected to take place in 2024. Harris' former boyfriend and law partner David Bedford sums up the situation by saying, "It was a match made in hell." Yeah, I would certainly say so. I'm a little bit confused. Can you decipher this for me a little bit? And what? Who's who?
So she falls in love with her client, and the ex girlfriend Tiffany. And I don't know how long they dated, but he had abused her in some way. So I think she filed a restraining order against him, filed charges against him. He's supposed to go to trial for that. Harris starts, he hires her as his defense attorney. She falls in love with him. And then they hatch this plot. So I think they go to Texas to have dinner with the family as kind of a cover-up. They rent the room, but they obviously don't stay in the room because they drove back to Oklahoma. And they're seen on video camera pulling up in a car that matches her car. They get out. He's tall, she's short, but I think they're dressed in black or something. And they cut the electric meter and they go in and murder this family, the parents and the daughter. And I'd read in something that the daughter had been living with them, I think because she was so terrified of him that she was, you know, sleeping with her lights on, wouldn't get under the covers. Like, I think he really traumatized her. And so in order to not go to court, I guess it's easier just to kill them, because nothing will be like, I guess we can't do anything now. They're all dead. We never suspected you. Like, he would be the first person you'd look at. So my guess is she falls in love with her client. And then, like, I think she kind of had a little dark past herself. Maybe she wasn't that hard to persuade.
Yeah.
And they go in and kill him, allegedly. Still have to go to trial. But it doesn't look good. And there was some DNA found. There was a ball cap they found, I think, with his DNA on it. And they were able to trace a shotgun back to her somehow, or one of the guns was, I don't think it was a shotgun. It was some type of gun, but it was traced back to her. So she would have had access to that particular gun.
It's just baffling what people think they can get away with. I mean, what sort of state of mind are you in where, hey, this seems like a great idea, number one, that you think, let's do this, like, let's go kill people. This is the answer to my question or my problem. But then doing it in such a foolish way that, like, hey, if you'd like to be caught, here's the perfect way to do it.
And maybe they thought this whole trip to Texas with the family was going to kind of cover up, because, well, there's no way we could have been there. We were in Texas. Look, here's our receipt for the Red Roof Inn or wherever they stayed.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, some of those hotels, I don't know about the Red Roof Inn. I'm kind of doubting they do. But I think you can tell when someone enters and exits their room by the key cards.
Well, how about just the fact that if they're driving a vehicle, there's any number of cameras that would have picked up that license plate going to and from on any roadway, basically, any highway.
Oklahoma has quite a few toll roads.
Yeah, I mean, there's cameras everywhere. So it wouldn't be hard to pinpoint a vehicle wherever it was. And then I'm sure that...
Right in front of their house.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then the other point would be, let's just take a little look at your devices, kids, and see where does your phone put you? And what have you said on your phone in the last however many months about this idea? And especially at the time of the murders, what was your interaction? What were you doing at that moment in time? Who were you talking to? What were you talking about? More so, where are the GPS coordinates putting you at?
How could you be a lawyer? And I don't get it. Like, deal breaker for me. Number one, maybe I fall in love with my client. That's bad enough. But when he comes to me and is like, you know, I think we could kill him, or she went to him, that's like deal breaker in a relationship. People shouldn't have to die. Like, I don't even get how you could be talked into that.
And what, a life that is being thrown away here too. I mean, right. This is like, it's not exactly an easy task to get to the point of being an attorney. I mean, that and to build up a good reputation and a good client. I mean, that's a lot of work that you're throwing away on the guy you met at a construction site.
Who's a crane operator.
Who's a crane operator. And no offense to crane operators, but at the same point, it's like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, what? Why would you do this? But, I mean, it sounds like, I'm going to guess there's, you know, some disorders at play here that make all of these decisions make the most of logical sense to these people, that they've never been treated, diagnosed, or recognized. And that's how you get things like this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, we can't think of it like we would think of it, because they were not thinking of it that way. And that's how you get decisions like this to be made and executed.
And by executed, was there a pun intended?
No pun intended, but it's true.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.